Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. Happy August. I pray that you are well and in perfect health and spirits and that life is treating you kind. And I hope that you're excited about this month of August and all that it brings forth your way. This morning I'm going to be reading from Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 10. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care and anxiety upon him, because he cared for you. Be sober, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walked about seeking whom he may devour, whom would stand steadfast in your faith, knowing that the same sufferings are accomplished in your brethren who are in the world. And the God of all grace, who called you unto his eternal glory in Christ, after that ye have suffered a little while, shall himself perfect, establish, and strengthen you. This morning I want to remind you about grace. Grace is a merit favor from God that we don't deserve. It's something like you wake up and you go to your front door and you find a gift, and it's not your birthday, it's not Christmas, it's not Valentine's Day, but you find a beautiful gift waiting for you to open and enjoy. That is what grace is. And the scripture says, the God of all grace, who called you unto his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, shall himself perfect, establish, and strengthen you. But before you get to that, you see, be sober, be watchful, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walked about whom he may devour, whom withstand steadfast in your faith. When you're going through, you're not thinking to humble yourself, as the beginning of the scripture speaks. You're not thinking to cast your cares and anxiety upon the Lord. You're not thinking that he's going to exalt you in due time because you're going through it. And most times, the reason that you're not thinking it is because the devil himself, he is on the prowl, ready to discourage you, ready to tell you that you don't deserve this, ready to tell you that this situation will never change. He's ready to whisper in your ear that you continue to go through, this must be your fate of your life. He continues to remind you of the things that happened before. He'll continue to make your mind cloudy, make you forget how God put you, brought you out of a situation before, how God showed up before. The devil himself will remind you of those things. But I'm here. The scripture is here. God's word is here. His faithfulness is here to remind you of his grace, of his goodness, that he wants to perfect, establish, and strengthen you. That despite what you're going through, don't let the devil lie to you and tell you that God's grace isn't sufficient for you, that God's grace will not save you, that God's grace will not show up, that God's grace in his favor is not for you. Don't let the devil lie to you. Instead, humble yourself. Know like you know, like you know, like you know, that God is a God that does not lie and that he will restore you, that you can do all things through Christ Jesus. Know that he is your strength. He is your fortress. Know that he loves you just enough to remember you and not let you go through this alone. Don't let the devil lie to you, because you got to remember he's watching. So you got to be sober. You got to be mindful. You got to be knowing that he's trying to seek you, to kill you, to destroy you. But because of who God is, he has came to give you life, an eternal life through him, and that his grace will establish you. It will strengthen you. He will come and accomplish you despite what you're going through. Remember that the devil, he has no govern over your life. He cannot win. He comes just to try to stir up the fire because he is in the fire. But know that the fire of God is in you. And that fire withstands the devil's fire because his is beneath you. God is in you. God is around you. He leads you. He guides you. He picks you up. Remember that. Father God, we come to you this morning. We thank you, Lord God. Some of us with heavy hearts. Some of us, Lord God, with things on our minds. Some of us, Lord God, with joy. Some of us with needing clarity. Some of us needing understanding. Some of us needing comfort. Some of us needing guidance, Lord God. Some of us needing a breakthrough. We come to you thankful this morning, despite what our circumstances are. We come to you thanking you, Lord God, for waking us up today, Lord God, and giving us a breath of fresh air, Lord God. Lord God, let us walk into who you called us to be, Lord God, this morning. Let us be who you called us to be, Lord God, this morning, despite our circumstances. Give us the power to walk in our purpose today, Lord God. Give us the power, Lord God, to be who you called us to be. Give us the power and the strength and the courage to remember the favor upon our lives, the grace that you've blessed us with, Lord God, the grace that's ours for the taking, Lord God, the grace that's despite our situation and our circumstances, Lord God, right in front of us, Lord God. All we have to do is just open up our minds, open up our hearts, and open up our hands to receive, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that you will lift up the heads of someone this morning, Lord God, who down, Lord God, who is going through, Lord God, who think that they don't have a way out, Lord God. Speak to their hearts today, Lord God, and let them know that you are a God that does not lie. Give them your comfort, Lord God. Let them rest upon you this morning, Lord God. Give them your protection, Lord God, that is never-ending, Lord God, that is so strong and so mighty, Lord God. Whisper in their ear, Lord God. Touch their hearts. And let them know, Lord God, that you are here, Lord God. Lord God, we all have to face and have to fight with the enemy, Lord God, but remind us that the battle is not ours, Lord God, but it is yours. Remind us that we can cast our cares and our anxieties and our troubles upon you, Lord God. Give us the strength to let you have it, Lord God. Give us the strength, Lord God, to take away the worry and replace it with rest and peace and joy. Despite it all, Lord God, despite it all, Lord God, let us know that you are for us and you are in us and you are with us, Lord God. Give us the strength today, Lord God, as we go out another month, Lord God, and it may not be what we thought it would look like, Lord God, but because of who you are, we can stand. Because of who you are, we know that glory abounds. Because of who you are, we know that we have the victory. Because of who you are, Lord God, we know that we can come out of this mess. We know, Lord God, that it's only just a test, Lord God, and that it will be a testimony to bring someone else out, Lord God. Send to someone today, Lord God, a word of encouragement, a sign, a wonder, something, Lord God, that they can stand on and remind them that you are real, that you are God, and that you will save us, and that the devil doesn't have a chance in our lives, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Bless us, use us like never before. It's in Jesus' name we pray and give you all the glory and all of the honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Have an amazing day. God bless you. Be great, be blessed, be joy, be loved. Know that God is for you. He is not against you. The devil is. That's his job. That's his purpose. But don't fall into that side. Lift up high. Put your hands to God. Upward fall to God. Constantly know he is your strength. And despite what you're going through, he got you. I am a living witness. And I tell you, just last week I was hit hard from left and right. But I had to shake myself and remind myself who God is. And who God is in me, and knowing that he is the God that does not lie. He is the God that is for us. He is the God that wants to carry us and keep us. He is the God that is for us, and we can't let the enemy take over us. We just can't. Our peace does not come from the devil. Our peace comes from the Prince of Peace, who is God and God alone, and he wants us to walk in that. His glory is ours for the taking. His grace is for us. It never ends. It never ends. Know that. Be blessed by that. In Jesus' name. Have a great day. I love you all. God bless you. Amen.